Was
done it?
It yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And
that's a five words, I think, the common slang language.
And if, on a farm, if you're talking about dragging a stump out of the field, say, has that old stump ever been drug out yet?
Uh-huh. Drug out.
Well, sometimes they say snaked.
Snaked out?
Snaked out, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Snaked out.
That's very common. Snaked out.
Work it out.
Yeah.
Like a snake. And you might say...
That's pretty common. Used to be very common. Snaked out. You know, snake a log out. Snake out a stump.
It's interesting. I mean, just pull it out like a snake moves out.
Yeah.
And you might say, you're talking about dragging, you say, yes, yesterday we...
Drug it.
We just drug it.
Drug it out.
Yesterday. If you're talking about riding a horse, you might say, has that crazy horse ever been...
Rode.
Rode. And say, yes, a man last week...
Yeah,
rode. 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 People ever say rid?
Rid. A lot of people say rid, but...
Well, in the first case, he should have said ridden.
Well, that's what he's talking about, though. They don't use the correct words, right?
You know,
the common people don't use the correct
words. They don't use the television words.
No, they use rode. They didn't say the man has ridden the horse. They say he rode it.
You know what tickles me? You say you like Bonanza. What tickles me is those fellows on Bonanza all speak such perfect English. And you know perfectly well that back on a ranch, they wouldn't talk that way.
No, certainly not.
So,
Granny, I think, is about the oldest one that really gets down pat, you know?
That's right.
Jeff Rowe. Now, they got it. They really know how to do it. In the country, they've been in the boondocks, as my son says.
They know how people actually speak. But you have a bunch of writers in New York writing what those fellows on Bonanza speak, and nobody out west ever heard it. I'm sure of that.
Oh, they speak altogether different out west than we do here.
Yes, and those fellows on Bonanza don't come close to it.
Oh, I know that a lot.
It's funny about when you hear them say, has the horse been ridden? And you know very well that nobody on a ranch ever said, has a horse been ridden?
No.
And talk about ringing a bell. You might say, has that bell been
rung?
And you say, yes, this morning they
rung the bell for breakfast.
And about the rising of the sun, you might say, has the sun
rose?
And say, yes, about 6 o'clock this morning it
rose.
They never say riz.
Riz?
On them.
I've heard a lot of people say riz.
Riz.
And what other words? You know, I was telling you the other day about somebody. What was that? Some woman was talking about. And I thought that was just a reason. I know I don't speak correct English,
but
boy, you ought to hear some of
them. I wish I could. that is what I am interested in.
The most common colloquialism that I see used around here is seen for salt.
Seen? Have you seen him?
I've seen him today. I saw him yesterday. You've seen, you see, is the highest tense in the
I seen him yesterday.
I seen him go by yesterday, something like that.
What do you hear about when people talk about diving into a lake or a pond? They say, has he dive in yet?
Some of them say dive and some of them say dove. I've heard it used both ways.